Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiinka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Gani, and thank you for joining me this evening on a Saturday evening. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a call for all the teachers. We are calling you forth because we have been standing and holding the line down. That's right. Some of you may remember Tanya Denny. Tanya Denny was on our show for 3 segments talking about the foreclosure problem and how her and other teachers in California have been eradicating the problem. And that's what we're talking solutions today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you joined us this evening, and we want to get those teachers in here. And we have a teacher that's scheduled to be here this evening, and we're going to see if we can try to get her in here on the line and see if Michelle is on the line. Michelle, are you on the line? Michelle, are you on the line? Well, they've got a little something crazy going on here. Let's see, I see if Michelle is on the line. Michelle, are you on the line? Can you hear me? She might be out there in the waiting room, waiting for me to call her in here. Well, let me tell you about what's going on here. Let me tell you, I'm going to have Michelle call back in again because we've had a couple of things that, you know, that we want to talk about. And ladies and gentlemen, I do appreciate you coming to be a part of my show. And I think our guest that was out in the room, she'll call back in again and we'll try to get her back in here. There's been something crazy going on where I can't even see the button to push to bring her in. I don't know if I got half of a show or what's going on, but hopefully Michelle will call back in. Now, let me try to tell you what has been going on. For those of you who have not been keeping up, we have been doing a feature show for the last week on what we can do about the situation of our property being illegally and unlawfully seized by various different mortgage companies who are purchasing these homes in bulk. They are purchasing the actual certificates of these homes, and some of them are acquiring these homes through mergers. And what that means is companies may sell their company, sell their mortgages, and they may sell them to organizations that merges into their company, like Bank of the Dirt or somebody who might be a holding company or a trustee company. What we've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious, serious topic. There are court cases all over the place, and there is especially a court case I want to draw your attention to here in Gary, in well, actually Hammond, Indiana. It will be this Tuesday at 12 noon. You definitely want to be a part of it if you are a teacher and are striving to open the eyes of our people about these unlawful and illegal foreclosures that have been going forth. We want to stop this because we have given the bank tons of money to correct the problem and ratify the problem, but I don't think it's enough money that can be given for them to not to replace your homes. The best they could do is replace your homes, and they're not doing that. And now they're getting to the point where they're giving you a small sum of money between $2,000 and $3,000 to compensate you for the loss of your $200,000 homes, maybe close to $250,000, who knows. But $1,000 or $2,000 is not enough to compensate you. Don't go along with the okey-doke. Go ahead and get yourself geared up to represent yourself because you're not going to find lawyers out there that want to take on foreclosure cases. Trust me, I've tried. There's very few that are out there in the state of Indiana, only four that I know of, and they're all tied up and they're unavailable. What I will say to you is this. You definitely want to stand your ground on this one. And you want to do everything you can do to find out what method did they foreclose on you. There are a lot of illegal ways of foreclosing, and if the judge is not familiar with them, they might overlook them by and think because you're behind on your mortgage that someone has a right to foreclose you. Contrary, my friend, not necessarily so, because you do have consumer rights, and under those consumer rights, you can write the Consumer Rights Protection Company and tell it to the judge because they want to hear it, and they want you to tell them every detail, and believe you me, they're typing it down too. And they are expediently getting into the research of these cases to find out just what is going down and why are so many mergers now illegally processing securitized loans and selling them as property under the auspices of a foreclosure. Now, let me tell you about that word, securitized. We talked a little bit about it, but you might not understand what we mean. Now, if you go to the bank and your signature is worth money, your signature is actually worth a certain amount of money, and with your signature you can securitize these loans. And what some mortgage companies have done is they've guaranteed these loans through a secured signature, meaning they get paid up front. So most of your homes are already paid off and paid for to the mortgage company. So then why are they pushing for a debt that already has been paid off? Because they're money hungry. Now they're going to go after you for that debt because they still claim you owe it. Even if you discharge it in the bankruptcy, they still claim you owe that debt, even though they have been paid off because they securitized your note through your signature. They're even going a step further. Under those circumstances, most of those notes are usually in a vault in some other holder's protective care, not necessarily in the mortgage care. The rule is you must hold access to those properties in your possession at all times. Continuity should not be broken. And if at any time you indicate to the judge that you still hold asset to those pieces of notes and titles and deeds, and that they should somehow slip out of your hand at any time, you must notify the courts. You cannot make the court believe that you're holding that material asset when you're not. If you do, that is considered a fraud by the court system and the laws of the land. This is not according to OMI now. This is a law that has not changed since the last time I checked. Now, if they should find, after doing a forensic investigation or audit, that you had lost continuity of those particular documents at any time, then it would make any sale of that property or foreclosure illegal because you have done so by virtue of a securitized note which was already paid on, and you could not produce the wet, nor the note, nor the title, or the deeds to that property because you probably acquired them through a merger or through the possibility of acquiring them through bulk certificate bonds. Now I don't want to get into the certificate bond. I was hoping that our real estate person would call in and would be able to talk to us about that. And it seems that for some reason or other, the button that you push to call and pull her in won't let me pull her in. So I don't know what's going on here and why is it not allowing me to pull her in. But maybe she'll call back again. This has happened 3 times already, and she's attempted to come in. The first time she came in, it was just her voice on there, and you couldn't hear mine because I couldn't push the button to let her in. Now, I am going to take a little break and leave you with some music to try to see if I can get her on here. So just hold tight and keep on believing, and we're going to play Be Still. Hold tight. Now, why I can't hear it, I don't know. Keep on believing.
Shadow comes down from here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Thank you so very much for taking that particular time to listen. And we're going to try to see if we can get our host in here now, but just hold tight. I want to get back on the subject again and indicate to you that we have been pushing very, very strong on this topic because we are serious, so serious, that we are fighting on the front line, and we are ladies who are standing and holding down the front line, and they're all over California. But I want to draw your attention here to the Midwest, here in Hammond, Indiana. What has been going on is a case is being heard in that court this Tuesday at 12 noon. For those of you who are Midwesterners and would like to be there to support that particular case, I will be there. And for those of you who have cases, pending cases, or cases that you want to bring, please, I beg of you to support our affiliate organization, because we are going to be helping as many people as we can to compile their administrative documentation. We cannot represent you as an advocate or as a lawyer, but we can help you do the stenographer work and prepare and put things together in the administrative aspect of your cases. You must fight for your homes. You must. Even if you don't win the first time, you must appeal the decisions and you must fight, because this is a shame when you find people having 2 and 3 homes and summer homes, and they're stockpiling your home and they're going through their inventory and they've got your mother's home, who you grew up in, and these are your prized possessions. And we don't even have 40 acres and a mule. What's that all about? I say, it sounds like to me, anytime you have people displaced in society where mothers are taken away from their children, husbands have to leave home and go to other cities to make do and find employment, and families have to live in hotels. Now, I'm going to be bringing on someone to talk about their families having to live in hotels and what transpired and what harsh winters they had to go through and how the transitioning and moving from place to place affected her whole household to the point of her actually losing her now deceased mother, who made her transition from being weary and worn out from all of the transitioning of the hotels till she became ill and had to be hospitalized and soon made her transition. It's a horrible thing when your parents become homeless and they become ill and have to seek medical attention and then find themselves in hotels that are not fit, and then secondly find themselves in hospital with inadequate help to the point where they perish. This is not going to continue to go on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we say we're evangelists, we say we are priests, and we say we're Baba Laws, and we say we got the power. Then where is the power? Then fight the power. Just fight the power. Because if you got the power, then you got to use your authority to fight the power. Now, I was sitting here looking at an overview of the history of our black people and what we've gone through in the civil rights movement and where we are now and what has transpired. One thing the people did want to do back in the 60s and 70s, they wanted to fight the power and they wanted to stand up. Even if there's some of them had to sit down and lay down and get beat down, they stood up because they were tired. And Fannie Mae Hamer said she was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, I want to put a buzz in your ear. You have consumer rights, and you must know them. If you don't have a book about consumer rights, you need to get one real quick. Because if you are leaving your assets on the table for somebody else to put in their portfolio, then you have just been jinxed out of your birthright, and you will have no legacies to leave your children. Don't think it's strange that I'm telling you to stand up and use pro se. If you can't find a lawyer that will take your case, or if they're charging you way, way, way too much, then you might have no other authority or possibilities than to represent yourself. Now, there's a coalition right in California that is forming, that's helping women all in California, and we're attempting to bring the news in on this and bring our coalition here today. And we are attempting to allow NAACP to know what is going on and to also make a statement about it. We're going to ask them to make a statement. And they've already quoted some statistics, and the statistics are gloom. And the larger percentage of those people that have lost their homes are women, and the larger percentage of those who are targeted for predatory lendings has been black women, and most of them teachers. Now, there's more statistic and case law and prima facie cases that you can read on this subject, and you definitely want to see how you can access this information. So you can use your statistics to prove your point, and you can find prima facie cases to support your cases. Now, there are lots of cases that you can read on and read about. Illegal foreclosure, and inappropriate process for foreclosing. Now, a lot of you may have gotten sheriff notice, and you may have been told that you're going to be evicted and escorted out. You may have even been offered chump change for cash or keys. And some of you gotten fed up, and you've decided, let me just take this cash and keys. Now, I want to say this to you, that even though the banks were sued and they were instructed to offer modification, short sales, and to offer interest, lower interest loans, and principal reduction, a lot of the banks have not been able to offer you these things. I have met very few people that actually have a bona fide modification. Sometimes right in the midst of getting your modification, you could be seized upon with foreclosure. And if that is happening while you're in underwriting and you are processing your paperwork for your modification, and you discover you're suddenly now being foreclosed on, that is called double tracking. And that is also documented in the law books, and it's illegal to perform double tracking. So there's a lot of things that you have to be aware of. I know you think you're not a lawyer and you just cannot be on top of things. But when it comes to your property and your mama's home, you got to get on top of things, and you got to get a handle of it. And you got to understand that the Coalition of Women for the Teachers' Rights, we are forming, and we're asking the teachers to be available to also give a statement to the media, because they're interested in what's happening to people locally here in Indiana, and they will be possibly covering the case and more than likely wanting to get a statement. Now, I will say this much. I have never in all my days seen a situation like this where most of the homes are still in inventory and stockpile and no one's living there. And wouldn't it make sense to allow those people to live there until you get your situation straightened out with the bank? If this has been a major economic problem, then you think that those people would be allowed to stay there to prevent those people from being homeless and taking away their human rights. But nobody has even looked at the amount of squatters and people that are living under bridges and the people that are living in hotels. No one's looking at that statistics of how many glim people are having to transition this earth because of lack of shelter. Well, God has said, enough is enough. And that's me. I'm talking about the God that lives inside of me, the little G. And when the little G gets tired, he rises up. And you need to press the Godhead forward. Because some things God said that we are going to have to take dominion and do. He's just not going to, or he or she or it is just not going to come down here and do it for us. We have to take dominion and to do things for ourselves. Now, human beings preying on other human beings to take things away from them. Do you remember when we took people out of the cave? Do you remember the statistics about how we had humanity, that we didn't want to see people in caves, and we went and took them out of the caves and put them upright and gave them reasoning and gave them direction and character? Do you remember the humane behavior we displayed? Yes, we did. Now, I think a tit for a tat, an eye for an eye. When someone gets up on their feet and has the capability of doing it, then they also lend that same favor to other human beings in a humanity and a humility act. We have so many low-down, dirty people these days, they don't know what it is to demonstrate a humane act. Well, I say this, karma does not stop short of repeating a circle, a complete circle. So what goes around comes around. You are not protected or alien against getting what's due you when you do injustice to other people. How long can a people prey upon every minority group in the world? Well, I say when mothers become displaced from their husbands and have to separate, and when children are displaced from their mothers and fathers and have to live with aunties and uncles because mom is a nomad now and father is looking for work and they're all separated and they're I call that a genocide. Say it with me, genocide. And genocides have been known to happen without people even knowing that they're happening. When we see these things happening, we have to alarm and signal the bell to alarm that this is a potential genocide and it must be stopped. And we must go in the courtrooms and cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression. That's what the good book says. I know, I read it. And herein lies bringing people to bear. When you read the mutilated book to them to confirm their very words that they wrote. If they gave it to you and they're not standing on it, that tells you something. Then we have to remind them of what has been written and what they created. See, you're either going to live by the law or you're going to die by the sword. And I'm a firm believer is that these black people here in this millennium, they're rising up because they're tired of so many things being disrupted and corrupted. They're tired. They're really sick and tired. And when they go in the courtroom and find no justice, when they go in a courtroom and find that the judge will sling their documents all over the Supreme Court, and they will strike every record, and they will annihilate every request, and they will refuse and deny and cross out every motion, then that is a violation of your human rights. You have not had due process. I don't care how many jury trials you've had, if you have not had an opportunity to open up that document on the basis and the merits of the content. It is so vital that we wake up and become conscious. It is so vital that we wake up and become conscious on this one. We cannot afford to lose out on this opportunity. This is the time that we should come alive and wake up out of this anesthesis and say, this is where we draw the line. This is where we go tit for tat, toe to toe. Until the law has been ironed out and we see eye to eye and we don't cover up for falsehoods because we are fearing what might happen to our administrative and jurisdictional jobs. Lawyers and judges, you have an oath that we swore to. Remember you swore to that oath? You had an oath that you swore to. You cannot go in these courtrooms and follow along with status quo and think that the causes will not come visit you, because those laws are anchored by ancestors who laid down the laws that have gone on before you. They will come back to visit, and they will remind you of any inadequacy that is being performed in that courtroom, because it was put together under the laws of inertia, under the laws of attraction. The laws were put together because they are scientific makeup, and they must work for everyone, not some of the time, not half of the time, but all of the time. So I want you to know that judging from what you are seeing here, you must understand that we are going to have to confront those that have not been playing fair. Those who have been lying to us, those who have cheated us, and those who have fraudulently finagled properties from us. We're going to have to confront that status quo. And if you just hand your property over and lay down and say, well, I didn't make my payment, then you look at them and say, who, mother and father, left you as a legacy of this property? Who deemed you necessary to handle the judiciary setting in the first place? And who gave you the right to issue out land? You cannot issue out land than you can capture the vapors in the air. When the Indians came forth, they told us, this land cannot be issued out. This land cannot be reserved for anyone. And this land definitely cannot be laid up in eminent domain. And that's what's happening now. It looks just like we're laying up the land for eminent domain. And then we got people that go abroad for the United States Army. And we give our time and our life, and then they separate the civilians from the frontline soldiers and say, well, you're different. When you come back, you're not protected under SCA. Only those who fought on the front line, our blood is still red, and we give our time. So every military civilian should be protected under those laws. That is one of the rights that we're fighting for, that we're going to bring to Obama's attention. Some of us women who go overseas, we're there for a lifetime, and we don't cycle back home every 3 years. We stay there for a lifetime, and we come back only in the summer months. And then we make that our home, and we stay there, and we support the military, and we do the things that are necessary to keep the military running. We are a great asset to the military. I don't want to begin to tell you how much of an asset my husband and I was to the military. He took care of all the stores and managed them and kept them running with activities of things that they could purchase and buy for goods and services, and I took care of their children and their educational teachers, making sure that there were teachers to mandate and take care of the children while they fought out in the field. We did a great job. We had a great responsibility, but the military did not see enough to take us out of the city once the city closed down. They forgot about us. We were just civilians. Well, it's not going to happen anymore. Civilians are going to have some rights, possibly the same rights as the soldiers have, and they will not be left behind during wartime. And the Spirit said that things are going to have to change. We're going to have to square the dots and make everything equal according to the fact that you cannot discriminate, and there's so much discrimination going on everywhere. And injustice for one man is injustice for everyone. And we got to make up our minds, ladies. We've got to make up our mind that we are going to stand our ground and stand and deliver on this one, because someone has to hear us. You can't keep closing these cases up. You can't keep denying them and pretending that you're giving due process here. You can't keep making the world think you're doing your job when you're not. Eventually, it will become evidence. Judges, your work will become evidence, because they will see the track record that you've done nothing on the cases and nothing to appeal to the so-called defendant who you do not want to give rights to. You cannot take away our rights in the courtroom. We have a right to due process hearing and to tell our story, whether you want to hear it or not. And we have a right to change venues when we feel that you are doing an injustice job of not appealing to us by listening to both sides of the story. And when someone is not represented by a lawyer and they represent themselves, the same respect should be given to them. You should not walk over them, and you should also look at the fact that they are not lawyers, and there are some things they won't know that the lawyers will only know because they are a member of society. Then you should open it up and let that young person know that because they're in pro se, here's how you do it, son. Here's how you do it, daughter. But you should not use their weaknesses and inadequacies and use that against them without giving them a chance to have recourse to write those letters or to write those necessary stays or summonses or interrogatories or requests. They should be given those rights. They should not be frowned upon and say every right has been given to you. They clearly know it hasn't. So what are we going to do about our teachers? What are we going to do? Are we going to stand or what? What are we going to do across the nation? Are we going to come together and we're going to deem it necessary to declare that the teachers have been preyed upon, not only by these societies, but they've been preyed upon even overseas when we go to support the military, and they've been preyed upon for predatory action, and that has to stop. They purposely look for minority women, and that were teachers, to prey upon for predatory lending. And that's a shame, because they knew at one point these loans would balloon, and they knew at one point that these teachers would not be able to afford these mortgages, and they would end up in somebody's portfolio. They knew this. They knew this beforehand. That's why they did the securitized note, because they wanted their money up front, and they wanted to be able to walk away with their bundle up front, and then being able to foreclose on you. Well, they're a liar, and the truth ain't in them, because they have no business foreclosing that property once they securitize it. And they told the courts a lie, and they think they've gotten away with it. And the courts have not seen it, but the ancestors said they're going to bring it to the light. And the ancestors said they're going to reveal it all over the nation. When dirty laundry gets hung out, it becomes visible for the world to see. And we've done so many idiotic things to our people here in the United States that we're now functioning like a third world country. Well, you're going to have to treat your people better. And especially those who have served for you in the military system, you're going to have to give them just due. And you're going to have to be able to watch over how they're handled, not only them, but other people too. So I'm saying to you teachers, you have a chance to do something great in this land. Why not take that chance today to stand up for your homes and for the other people's homes who don't have the strength to stand up for their own? Why not take a stand to expose what has been wrong for a long time? Don't worry about somebody coming after you and yours. Don't worry about it, because you are going to be divinely protected. You are going to be divinely protected by the forces to be and the universe, because they're already on our side. And they're already tired of these inflictions and these subtle things happening to good people, all in the name of natural causes. They've lied on Mother Nature. They've lied on creation. And they've put the blame on creation for too many things, one time too many. Creation is even standing on our side. Mother Nature is even standing with us strong, waiting for us to give the signal, because she, too, is sick and tired of the inadequacy, and she's sick and tired of the filibustering and the lying and the cheating and the undermining and infiltrating this earth with dirty, dirty little lies and putting out falsehoods, claiming things to happen on their own or putting it on Mother Nature. Mother Nature's not going to take it no more. No, she's not. She's not going to take it because she don't have to, because she is Mother Nature. And guess what? The women of color are God. Like it or not, we are God. And we all are gods. But we brought forth the universe. We're that little G. And we've been knowing it all the time that we were cohabitating with ourselves and that God was living inside of us and we were cooperating together. Now we're going to stir up the Godhead in us. And we don't know what may happen, what may come forth, but we're going to stir up the Godhead. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody say, oh, yeah. Let me hear you say, oh, yeah. Because, see, when we get sick and tired as black women, we don't just sit up and poke our lips up. We go to thinking. And when Mother Nature gets with us, yamanye, and start thinking, we don't know what may happen. You know, these earthquakes and volcanoes are always named she. And she did this and she did that. And they are unpredictable, right? Now, I want to say this for the record. Property is your inalienable right. It says that right in your constitution. Now, there's been so many